Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hagoylel v'hadoifek mitamim b'maga uva oihel. There are different opinions as to what a goylel and doifek is, but we're going to go with the simple pshat that Rashi holds, that goylel refers to the top board that goes on top of a coffin, and the doifek refers to the side boards which support that top board. So hagoylel v'hadoifek, the top of the coffin and the sides of the coffin, mitamim b'maga uva oihel are metame if one touches them, or if one is in the same oihel as them, ve'einon metamim b'masa, but they are not metame if one carries them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, metamim b'masa. Rabbi Eliezer says they are metame even if one carries them. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, im yesh tachteim afar kavaris, if there is dirt from the actual grave which became attached to the coffin, then mitamin b'masa, then it will be mitame b'masa. If one simply moves the aron around, it would become tame, because moving is considered carrying. V'imlav, and if there's no dirt attached to it, ein mitame b'masa, it would not be mitame b'masa. Ezehu daifik, what's considered a daifik? Es shehagoylel nishanel, of that which the upper board sits down on. Avol daifik daifkin, but the daifik of the daifik, meaning a third piece which may be put to separate between the cover and the walls, it's something else that it just leans on. Tahar, that would be tahar if the goylel is not actively leaning on it. But if it is leaning on it, then it would be tame. Salva daifik daifkin, but the thing which the supports the goylel in between the goylel and the daifik is tahar. Mishnah hey, elu shem chasru tahirim. The following items which have distinct shiurim given to them, a volume, if the volume is lacking, they would be tahar. Kezayis min ha-mace, if it's a kezayis of a mace, and then it loses a bit from the kezayis, it becomes tahar. Kezayis netzel, a kezayis of the decomposing part of the body that becomes kind of a moisture, a gel, and it's missing that full shear of a kezayis, it would be tahar. Umalar tarvad rakov, where the two handfuls of the drier materials, the drier decomposing parts of the body, if it's not a full two handfuls, it'll be tahar. Urevias dam, a revias of blood, also, if it's lacking the revias, it would be tahar. Ve'etzem kisaira, if a bone is less than the size of a barley, would not be metami b'mago b'masa. Ve'ever menachai shechoser atzmai, or if it's a limb that detached from a live body, and part of the bone itself became removed, then it would be tahar. But if just some of the flesh came off, it would still be metame if the flesh would be enough, as we discussed earlier, that it's karo'i, that had it been attached, it would have been able to rejuvenate and heal.